Every economic study about how to treat your employees would indicate that this is not good economic business practice. That if you pay someone the same amount of money for doing only an hour of work that you paid somebody for doing a whole day's worth of work, then everybody would go to the lowest common denominator. They'd only do an hour of work. Sometimes it's suggested that there should be merit pay, let's say in education. But the problem with that is that research shows that when you reward a specific behavior, that's the only thing people focus on. And so that if there is something that was unexpected or needs to be done, it doesn't get the right attention. If this were an economy lesson, we would say that Jesus is a bad economist. But this is about a different kind of economy. This is about the economy of salvation. You see, money, compensation, it's a finite thing. If I have $100 and I give Alex 50, I've only got 50 left. It's limited. I only have so much of it. And if I give it away, I lose a little bit of it. But when it comes to God's love and to God's salvation, it's not limited. It's infinite. Whether or not someone discovers the life-fulfilling relationship at the very beginning of the time when they can make a choice, or whether someone gets it at the very end, both are completely fulfilled in salvation. You see, God's love is not finite. It's infinite. It doesn't get used up. Now, we have an example of this kind of love, or at least you do, I think we all do, in the love that our parents have for us, especially if you have brothers and sisters. Because it is not the case that your parents have a finite amount of love and that you get born, and then when one of your siblings was born, well, they have to take some of their love for you and give it to the new child that's arrived. That's not the case. Because love is not a consumable. It doesn't get used up. As a matter of fact, the lesson of the gospel is that the more we love, the more love there is. That is why people get married. Because they discover that when they love each other, there's more love to be had. It's why couples have children. Because in having children, they discover new ways of loving they didn't even know was possible. And so, it is the case in this gospel that nobody got cheated. The people that had worked hard all day, they got a full day's wage, which is what they had agreed to. And that's what they got. It was the landowner that chose to be generous and to give out of his own resources. The challenge to see this kind of salvation is in the first reading. We need to seek the Lord. These are indeed difficult and challenging times. I'm tired of the pandemic and I want it to be over. I want to go back to the days when I could leave my house without thinking about anything and just go. I want things to be normal again. But what if I took a different approach? What if I said or asked myself, why is God allowing this pandemic? What is it that God is looking to do that is good out of the evil of this pandemic? What is it that we might learn from this pandemic? Maybe we've taken too many of the people we love and care about for granted, and this is reminding us, you know what, we need to think about our friends more, especially if we can't be together at the same time. Maybe it's an opportunity to think that we've got a lot of blessings and maybe we haven't looked carefully enough for them or we've taken them for granted. Maybe we haven't looked hard enough for the presence of God in our own lives. Maybe we haven't reached out to listen to those who struggle and suffer. Maybe we have not done that enough. You see, when we have a fulfilling relationship with God, it fills us completely. And if we are generous, we would want everybody to have such a relationship. That's where Brothers in Prayer comes in. If you have found something rewarding and fulfilling about your experience here, then if it's genuine and authentic, you're going to want more people to share in it. You're going to go out of your way to say, I have found this wonderful thing. Come, come see me. I have sought the Lord and I have found Him in a little bit of a way. And I want you to see if you can find God too. That's what the apostles did. Andrew found Jesus and invited his brother Peter. James and John talked to each other and learned about Jesus. There was a guy brought who wasn't even Jewish in the presence of Jesus because he wanted to meet Jesus because he had heard about him. Think about the woman who had suffered so many years from the hemorrhage and said, if I could just touch his cloak. Salvation is completely fulfilling to us. And whether God saves someone at the beginning of the time they make the choice or waits till the last minute when someone accepts salvation, everybody is completely fulfilled by God. You see, the secret is God is not fair. God is more than fair. God is more than generous. Every time our sins are forgiven by God, God is not fair. God is more than fair. God is more because God is love. Today, take the words of the first reading to heart and seek the Lord while He may be found.